Petersburg's redistricting attorney, Tom Klinkner, told the council his office had researched whether the city could bring another claim against the Alaska Redistricting Board. The city lost a very similar suit late last year in Superior Court and chose not to appeal. Klinkner thought it was likely a judge would allow another such suit to move forward, even though the city would be raising many of the same issues it raised on the last go-around.
Yeah, I suspect we'll have to litigate that issue, as well as the underlying issue of whether the redistricting plan is constitutional in Southeast, and that will add to the expense. And, of course, the court could always decide to rule against us. This is the cut-and-dried type of question about whether you can come back with a claim under these circumstances. But the fact that the board has, you know, come up with a new plan after it was told to come up with a new plan, even though that new plan has the same boundaries in the area that we're concerned with, it looks like a totally new transaction and one that the city, if it wishes to, could challenge.
The state Supreme Court told the board to come up with a new plan last month that was the result of legal challenges from the Fairbanks area. The justices essentially found that, in an effort to first satisfy the Federal Voting Rights Act, the board failed to meet requirements under the state constitution. The court told the board to produce a new plan that first complies with state law and only then, quote, make revisions that deviate from the Alaska Constitution when deviation is the only means available to satisfy Voting Rights Act requirements, unquote. The board's since adopted a draft revision that changes electing district boundaries for parts of the Aleutians and the interior, as well as areas around Nome and Bethel. It makes no changes, however, in Southeast, where Petersburg has asked the board to keep it in a district with Sitka. As it stands, Petersburg will be in a new district with Juneau. If that doesn't change, Councillor Mark Jensen thought it was worth spending the money to go to court again. He also attended Monday's meeting by phone.
The Supreme Court told the redistricting board to redraw their whole plan, not just for Fairbanks, it was the entire plan. And we're part of that, in my opinion. And I don't know, you know, how expensive it will be, but at the last council meeting when I was in Petersburg, the council agreed to, you know, put money towards this. You know, that's just my personal feeling. I think we should appeal it.
Petersburg's unsuccessful lawsuit last year initially argued that the small fishing community had more in common with other smaller Southeast cities than with Juneau and would have less of a voice in the legislature. Petersburg officials eventually dropped those arguments and simply claimed that the district was not compact as required by the state constitution. Superior Court Judge Michael McConaughey ruled in December that Petersburg's new district was compact enough. However, in his later opinion on the Fairbanks cases, McConaughey left open the possibility that the Alaska Supreme Court may come to a different conclusion than he did on the Petersburg issue. In that case, according to McConaughey, quote, the board might have to revisit the difficult challenges presented by a geographic area that's lost 30,000 to 35,000 people, unquote. The Alaska Supreme Court made reference to that concern in its decision, though it did not specifically rule on the issue. The mention, though, was encouraging to Jensen and other Petersburg officials who thought they might have a leg to stand on for a new suit. But if they were going to spend more money on the issue, Councillor Rick Braun wanted to be clear on the bottom line.
It would be pointless to head down this road unless we were planning to go all the way and get there. To go $10,000 down and not be prepared to go all the way to the Supreme Court would just be throwing money away. So are we prepared to do that, and how much would that be?
It would cost more than $10,000, but probably less than $20,000, according to Attorney Klinkner. The city spent $30,000 in the lawsuit last year. The majority of the council voted last year not to appeal the Superior Court ruling when they lost that case. But considering the more recent Supreme Court decision, they were willing to try again this week. Mayor Al Dwyer.
Yeah, I think $20,000 is something we can live with.
The council voted unanimously to spend up to $20,000 to pursue the issue in court if necessary. They won't be going to court just yet. The redistricting board process still has to run its course. The board is slated to finalize the amended plan on Thursday, which is expected to be followed by an appeal period. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.